WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A new poll shows Kamala Harris with a commanding lead over Donald Trump in the Commonwealth. And Virginia has another mandated tuition waiver program. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, September 11th. Democrats are hopeful that a new poll in Virginia shows momentum is on their side in the presidential election. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the numbers.
Vice President Kamala Harris has an 8-point lead over former President Donald Trump in Virginia, more than double the margin of error in a new poll from the Schar School of Policy and Government at George Mason University and the Washington Post.
Virginia is not a swing state this year.
That's Mark Rozelle, dean of the Schar School.
8 points is a substantial lead at this point, and there's really nothing in the breakdowns in the poll to suggest that Trump has a path in Virginia.
The survey also shows a large advantage for the vice president among women.
There is an absolutely huge gender gap in this poll, 18 percentage points. Wow. And Trump has a marginal lead among men, which is lower than expected. But I would imagine much of that has to do with the issue of abortion.
One thing about this survey compared to national polls, in Virginia, Trump does not have an advantage on issues like immigration, crime, or the economy. The Schar School poll shows that on those issues, Virginians prefer Harris over Trump. Michael Pope.
And finally today, Virginia has another mandated tuition waiver program. Megan Pauley with VPM News reports.
Over the summer, the Virginia Military Survivors and Dependents Education Program received a lot of attention. But it's not the only state-mandated tuition waiver program in the Commonwealth. There are a few of these waiver programs, including one for senior citizens. Low-income seniors can take classes for academic credit, while all seniors can take up to 3 classes per semester for fun. This is called auditing a class, and according to Virginia Commonwealth University, it's available as an option there as long as there's space after all paying students have registered. Most seniors are opting to take part-time classes. In the 2022-23 school year, nearly 1,000 seniors were enrolled in part-time classes across all of Virginia's public colleges, with 17 enrolled full-time.
Megan Pauley reporting. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Wednesday.